You're listening to SBS News.
The latest entrant in the smartphone market is Samsung's new S10 range of phones, one of which is compatible with new 5G mobile technology. Samsung's Director of Product Portfolio and Commercial Strategy in Europe is Mark Notton. He says this new offering has enough gadgets to tempt consumers to upgrade.
The replacement cycles average around about 25 months at the moment. So it means that every 2 years, somebody's looking to come into the market and buy a new device. So from us at Samsung, we need to have to make sure that we keep giving reasons for people to upgrade. So for the S10 family, our S7 and S8 users from 2 years ago will be looking at these devices thinking, okay, what is there that's new? What is the reason to upgrade? With the camera technology we've put in, with the huge displays within a small footprint, Infinity O, wireless charging, there's many different reasons for those consumers to buy, and then it's up to us to obviously convince them with our channel partners and to keep innovating in technology, making sure we're positioning our brand as the leadership in innovation to convince those consumers to upgrade.
Some of the new features on the S10 range are new to Samsung, but they're already commonplace from a number of other manufacturers. The phone features the largest display on Samsung Galaxy smartphones to date. Mark Notton says features like their fingerprint sensor may have existed in other devices before, but they're using a high technology solution to improve on those.
And this one is the world's first ultrasonic fingerprint sensor. What that means is that there's technology inside here that's sending sound waves into the screen, waiting for your thumb or finger to connect with the display, and it will read the ridges of your thumb to make sure you have the most secure means to unlock your device.
It also offers an enhanced virtual reality and augmented reality experience aimed at gamers, along with reverse charging, effectively turning the phone into a power bank capable of recharging other devices. Ben Wood, a technology analyst at market analysis company CCS Insight, says that next year is important for Samsung.
The S10 brand is really important for them. They need to maintain their position as a premium brand in the market, and they're also playing catch up in a number of areas, such as in-screen fingerprint sensor and reverse wireless charging. So critical for Samsung's next 12 months.
It's been a tough period for phone manufacturers. For a device that costs hundreds of dollars, consumers are reluctant to upgrade without a significant reason. Apple launched its iPhone X series as a breakthrough in 2017, but Ben Wood says it didn't sell as well as expected because of its $1,000 price tag.
Samsung remains the biggest mobile phone player by volume worldwide. It's the number one player. Just behind them now is Huawei, number two, and you've got Apple number three. But don't forget, of course, that Apple is number one in value terms by far. The competitive pressure that Samsung faces, in addition to really challenging market conditions, are that Apple remains a relentless force and Huawei are working extremely hard to take share from them.
The new Samsungs go on sale next month, but whether they'll be enough to persuade consumers to part with their hard-earned cash is yet to be seen. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.